Praise
you,
y'all. Praise
Amen.
You, yes, sir. He's worthy this morning. That's right.
Right.
It's all about him. Ain't got nothing to do really with you or
nope.
with me. Somebody
yeah.
say amen right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad it's all about him this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Ain't you glad he's still on the throne?
Yeah.
Ain't you glad he's still God?
Yeah.
I said, God's still God.
Yeah.
Well, ain't that something right there? Amen. Through it all, God's still God.
Yeah.
Hey, he's
yeah.
still God. He's still on the throne. Amen. And the devil's a liar.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
I begin to look around, amen, and I got something a little different this morning, but I'm just going to preach. Hey, just going to preach what God give me. I found out God knows what's best.
Amen.
Amen. You see a TV show said Father knows best.
Amen.
And my Heavenly Father knows best.
Right.
Amen. My God still knows what's best
yeah.
for His children and His church. Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
Amen. I read over in the book of Psalms, amen. Chapter number 9, verse 16, the Bible says that the Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the works of his own hands. And then in Psalms chapter 9, verse number 17, listen to this. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
I tell you, I've been praying and hadn't really, I'm trying to, amen, stay neutral.
Amen.
Come on.
Is everybody all right? Amen. But I'm looking at everything that's going on in the world. It don't take much, friend, amen, to figure out. Hey, America's being turned into hell right before our eyes.
Right.
You can doubt it if you want to. It don't really matter to me. Amen. I see what's going on. Amen. I see everything that's going on, and we hear
yeah.
things going on, and we hear about the laws that are being passed and the laws that are being overlooked and
right.
all the wickedness on the streets of America and how bad the society's getting. I mean, but you can't even go into a metropolitan area, amen, without carrying a gun, or you might wind up dead on the side of the road. Amen, they'll knock you in the head and rob you of everything you got. They'll jump on old people, 90-something years old, can't defend themselves. Hey, is everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. Then they'll walk around like they ain't done nothing wrong. They got no conscience. Why? Because the Bible said that all nations that forget God will be turned into hell.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. I didn't say it. Your Bible said it.
Right.
You believe your Bible?
Amen.
You believe your King James Bible?
Amen.
I mean, come on. I don't know if amen's right there.
Amen.
You act like you don't believe what the Word of God said.
Come
on. You act like you just think it's a book.
Bless
amen. My Bible tells me that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
Amen.
Amen. Who's the Word? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is Him in book volume. Amen.
Amen.
This is what Jesus has to say to the whole world.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. We act like it's nothing. We act like we don't need to read it. We act like we don't care about what it says. I mean, I've heard people in these last days. I mean, I'm witnessing, man. Folks compromising.
Right.
Folks falling by the wayside. Hey, is everybody all right?
Amen.
It's preaching time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's preaching time.
Amen.
Amen. If you wanted the lollipop service, you should have been here Wednesday. Everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen. I give you a lollipop Wednesday.
Come on,
it's preaching time, man.
Amen.
That's right, amen.
Amen.
Amen, that's right. He said every nation that forgets God is going to be turned into hell.
Right.
I mean, we look around and we see all the wickedness on the street corners. I mean, New York City, I mean, women are walking the streets. Amen, there's a sodomites walking the streets.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Right.
And nobody seems to care.
Right.
Come on, and it's not just there, it's all over.
Right.
It's happening everywhere, amen?
Right.
Amen, I mean, buddy, we're witnessing it. We're witnessing a nation being turned into hell. Why? Because they forgot
right.
God. They kicked God out of the schools. They kicked God out of the courthouse. They kicked God out of Congress. They kicked God out of the White House. Hey, you hear me? And most of the churches today have kicked God out of the sanctuary.
Right.
Everybody all right?
Right.
And we wonder why we're in the mess we are in.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, buddy, people are compromising, Darren, trying to get a number.
They
amen. They're, if you'll come to my church, I'll do this for you.
God here.
Everybody all right? I'll give you this position.
Amen.
Y'all getting quiet over now.
Come on.
I'm just going to preach. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't like it.
Amen.
I am witnessing this. I am witnessing people, amen, that I thought, amen, would never walk away from God. They've walked away. They've walked away from the church. They've walked away from God. I'm witnessing people I thought would never compromise what that Bible says. They're going against the Word of God. Amen. And here's what they'll say. Well, I didn't know see it that way.
Come on.
Ain't but one way to see it.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Amen.
I just don't see it that way. Well, you used to see it that way.
Amen.
Come on, okay.
Right.
Amen. I say you used to see it that way.
Right.
I just don't believe it like that. Well, you used to believe it like that.
Right.
I mean, I've witnessed this before my very eyes.
Amen.
Amen. People used to be faithful to the house of God. You can't even get them to come to a church.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Yeah.
Or they leave what's right and go to what's wrong.
Let's preach it, guys.
Amen. 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 I mean, y'all know who was preaching when you got here. The meanest one in Rockville County.
Come on.
Is everybody all right?
That's good preaching.
And so as we begin to look at this, amen, there's not a doubt in my mind we're living in the last days.
Right.
There's not a doubt in my mind we are living in the last days.
Amen.
And then I'm seeing people leave the Baptist church.
Right.
Is everybody all right?
Come on.
Amen. They're going to these whacked out worship centers out of hell.
Amen.
Amen. Colored lights and fog machines is out of hell.
Right.
Amen. Everybody okay?
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, and it's very familiar scripture.
Yeah.
Very, very, very familiar scripture. Most of y'all could probably quote it. But I'm going to read just a little bit of it to you. Amen? Bible says in chapter 3, verse number 1, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Dangerous times. Dangerous times. Why is it so dangerous, Brother Tracy? Because so many, amen, are disregarding the Word of God.
Right.
So many are disregarding and disrespecting the house of God.
Amen.
This stuff, y'all got real quiet right
there. Amen.
Now.
That's good.
I'm going to tell y'all better get in on this, or I'm going to bear down on some things and make my half of you good and mad. Amen. The Word of God's right.
Yes, sir.
The Word of God's going to stand when the world's on fire. Forever, oh God, thy Word is settled in heaven. Amen. They can rewrite it all they want to. There won't be nothing in it. Amen. They can get up right outside of it. There won't be nothing in it because His Word is settled whether you like it or I like it, whether you believe it or I believe it, His Word is right.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what Congress says.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what the world says.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what the hirelings say. Is everybody okay? It doesn't matter what the compromisers say. Is everybody all right? It doesn't matter what the backslider says. I'm telling you, the Word of God is right.
Amen.
The Word of God is settled in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. God's not going to compromise the Word of God.
Right.
God's not going to disregard it.
Amen.
God's not going to forget what it says.
Right.
God will never go against His Word.
Amen.
He said, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Here it is, Jonathan. Disobedient to parents. Disobedient to parents.
Amen.
Let me go on and say this. Troy was reading it over in Sunday school. Amen. We're talking about marriage. Talking about marriage.
Amen.
Talking about marriage between a man and a woman.
Right.
Talking about marriage between a man and a woman.
Amen.
Talking about marriage between a man and a woman.
Yeah,
and for this cause, there's only one place I see in the Bible. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. I'm telling you, all these church kids moving out and moving into apartments is out of hell. Bible don't authorize that. I said the Bible don't authorize that. For the only reason, sir, that you need to move out of your mom and daddy's house is when you get married.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Amen.
You fixing to get married? Amen. It'd be all right if you go to buy a house.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It'd be all right if you go to buy a house.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. I know kids get wild hairs and do things. But if you want to stay scripturally right, amen, you'll stay at home. Amen. On your daddy's roof. Hey, is everybody all right?
Amen.
That sweet little someone comes your way. Amen. And y'all set a date. Hey, hey, y'all set a date. And you won't defile yourself before that date. Hey, is everybody all right?
Yes,
and then on that date, you'll get married. And you'll move out of your mom and daddy's house.
Amen. That's right.
Everybody okay?
Right.
Hey, kids, pay attention.
Amen.
I'm preaching to you what's
right.
Right.
Yeah,
amen. That's right. Let me tell you something. When I was 18, 19 years old, I bought my first house and I moved out. Me and a friend of mine, there ain't been no thing, that only thing ever come out of that was a bunch of trouble.
Right.
Bunch of trouble.
Yeah,
bunch of drunk parties. Is everybody okay?
Come
on. Bunch of drunk parties.
That's good.
Amen. Then I sold him part of it back and I moved in with somebody else and then I got saved. And you know what I did when I got saved? I moved back home with my mom and my daddy.
Amen.
Hey,
that's
my old time! Right. Move back home with mom and daddy, stay there when I got married. Tyler Busby.
Amen.
You do it right, hallelujah.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen. Do it right.
Amen.
You kids don't know how to do it, you just look at Tyler Busby.
Amen.
Amen. Get you a job.
Amen.
Get you a job. Start your career, boy.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It's your responsibility. Take care of her.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Everybody okay?
Amen.
But man, he said every nation that forgets God be turned into hell.
Come on.
Kids be disobeying their parents.
Amen.
Unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truth breakers, false accusers, and tongue. Amen. Ain't got no self-control. Fierce, despisers of those that are good. Everybody all right? Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
That's right.
Well, if that ain't the day in which we live.
Amen.
Having a form of godliness. Having a form of godliness.
Amen.
Yep.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Right.
A form of godliness, but denying the power thereof from such turn away.
Amen.
I didn't say it, your Bible said it.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen. You can take your Bible, you can close it up, you can set it down, you can get your chip on your shoulder,
and
you can get mad at me, but I didn't say it, your Bible said it.
Amen.
Is everybody okay? Is everybody all right? Don't get mad at me, I didn't say it.
Come on.
And so as I begin to look at this, and I begin to see, hey man, what's going on in the churches today?
Come on.
Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse number 6, amen, on that day, he said, and many of his disciples, I mean, Jesus was teaching and preaching, and it says that many of his disciples said, this is a hard saying.
Right.
That's what Jesus said they said. They said, this is some hard preaching right here.
Right.
They said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Who can hear it?
Right, yep.
Right there, they said, Jesus! We hear what you're saying, but this is some hard preaching. Who can hear it? Who can abide by it?
Right.
And let me tell you what they done. Many that day walked away from him.
Amen.
Because of his preaching.
That's right.
And his teaching.
Amen.
And so Jesus looked in that verse number 61. Jesus looked at him and said, does this offend you? Does the word of God offend you?
Right.
Come on now. Answer the question in your heart. Does the word of God offend you?
Right.
Brother Tracy ain't gave you nothing that ain't scriptural.
Yeah.
So it's not me that offends you.
Come on.
It's not me that offends you. I'm getting to something. Amen. And I'm telling you what, buddy, I'll be shouting here in a few minutes.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
But we got to realize where we're at.
Amen.
What's going on in America? Man, there's an attack against Christianity. Amen. And here's what they're doing. Here's what they're doing, this attack against Christianity. Amen. It's not necessarily, amen, that they're walking out into the world. They're just walking away from what's right into something that's wrong.
Right.
Something that's a little less, you know, stressful.
Yeah. Amen.
Something that's a little less demanding.
Come on.
Something that's, you know, got a little less standards and things, you know. Just change the Bible. Just change the Bible and take certain things out and put certain things in. And they ain't even doing that anymore. They just ain't preaching what's in it.
Right.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
I mean, some of them walking around with a King James Bible up under their arm, they might as well have an NIV. Because they won't preach half of what's in it.
Right.
I mean, it's preaching time. Everybody all right? Won't preach against them because it goes against their lifestyle. They might as well have one in NIV.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Me and my wife talked the other day. Said, you know, we're losing some friends here and there and yonder and this and that. And it looks like we're going to lose some more. Amen. Because they compromise. Everybody all right? Said, no, we don't do us. I'm just going to stand on the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm just going to stand on the Word of God. I'm the same as I was when I got started.
Right.
Just might be a little more honoring.
Come on.
Everybody all right?
Come on.
Amen.
A little more honoring. Amen. Just a little more honor.
Come on.
That's right. Sometimes we get a little honoring, men. Y'all say amen. Ladies, y'all have been shouting right there. And I'm trying to get to something. Amen. I'm trying to get to something. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 talks about a great falling away.
Yeah. Right.
In these last days, there's a great falling away. Did you know that?
Amen.
That's right. There's a great falling away. And what we are doing, we are witnessing a great falling away, church.
Amen.
Amen. We are witnessing people that's turned against God.
Amen.
We're living in the last days. We're witnessing people that's walked away from the church.
Right.
And I'm not necessarily talking about people that may have left a church. Amen. Maybe they moved. Maybe they got married. Maybe they had a job that transferred them. I'm not talking about that. And they went and found another church just like the one they left that was right. Somebody say amen.
Right.
Just like the one they left that was right.
Right.
Amen.
Just like the one they left that was right.
Amen.
That's not what I'm talking about. Talk about them birds, amen, that fly a coop.
Amen.
Amen. You can't find them in the house of God.
Right.
And if they say they go to church, they go to something that don't even resemble, amen, where they left.
Right.
That
amen.
Was right.
Right.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Right.
Everybody all right?
Right.
Amen.
And it's not necessarily just here. I mean, this is happening all over.
Right.
All over the United States.
Man.
Why?
Man.
Because the Bible says that every nation that forgets God will be turned into hell.
Amen.
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 Right.
Man. I mean, what we're witnessing is people leaving the house of God. They're getting so far out in the world, and you can't ever tell they went to church. They done got so many tattoos all over them. Boys are wearing earrings in both ears. Is everybody okay?
God help.
Oh, y'all didn't think I preached this tattoo?
Come
on.
Really?
Amen. I mean, I act like I shouldn't be preaching this tattoos anymore because everybody's getting them.
Amen.
Everybody all right? The Bible still says not to print the marks on the box.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bible still says not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together.
Amen.
It's still in the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm going to find somebody that don't preach it.
Amen.
They're going to find somebody don't preach against nothing.
Right.
Everybody all right? They're going to find somebody don't preach against sin.
Right.
Oh, yeah, but it's still in there.
Amen.
It's still in there. Amen, friend. It's still in there. Somebody ain't got no standards.
Right.
Amen, because they let their own kids shack up under their own roof. Everybody all right?
Come on.
Everybody okay? I got no control over my children when they leave out from under my roof.
Come on.
Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. But while they live under my house, under my roof, amen. Rachel gets her boyfriend. He ain't going on vacation with us.
Amen.
Sorry, that ship sailed.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Never let none of the rest of them. I ain't about to let her.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Everybody okay? Amen. She ain't going on vacation with them. Amen. Goes right there.
Amen.
I say, amen. Goes right there.
Right.
I've been preaching against that ever since God told me, and I'm not going to stop.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. She's got red hair. She ain't going to be walking around with blue and green hair.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Come on.
That's right. She ain't going to be walking around, amen, with rainbow color hair.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, rainbow brights, go.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen, friend.
Amen.
Come on.
Uh-oh, y'all act like...
Come on.
Preaching.
Go ahead.
Come on now. I'm preaching this because I'm fixing to get to something.
Uh-oh.
Hey, y'all, right. Come on.
Some of y'all that's mad might get all right. I don't know. But if you're mad at this preaching, friend, it's because you backslid on God.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Sorry.
Amen.
Sorry. I read over in 1 John. I'm going to read something. 1 John says, chapter 2, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. That you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
Amen.
I didn't say that, your Bible said
Amen.
That.
Right.
He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
Amen.
And the truth is not in him.
Right.
But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Thereby know we that we are in him.
Amen.
He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Go down to verse number 15 now. Love not the world.
Right.
Yeah.
What's going to be turned into hell? The wicked will be turned into hell in every nation that forgets God.
Amen.
And we're living in a society where a lot of church folks, a great majority of church folks, love the world more than love the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Yes, sir.
I mean, we are witnessing the falling away. We are living in the last days. I don't know how much more I can stress this to you.
Amen. Come on.
Love not the world and the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Amen.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Amen.
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 Right.
You know that he said in one place, amen, that the friendship of the world is enmity against God.
Right.
That means hostility.
Right.
Do you know that he said, if you love the world, you love not the Father?
Right.
That if you love the world, you're the enemy of God?
Right.
Come
on.
Let's read verse number 18. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One. And ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. I didn't say that, Brother Tyler. The Scripture says
Amen.
That.
Right.
The Scripture says that.
Amen.
You know, you used to see these things on cartoons and stuff, and it'd say, this good, this bad, this good. Listen to me. Look up in here, young folks. Young people, old people, middle-aged people, look here. Church, good.
Amen.
World, bad.
Amen.
Right.
Listen, church, good. World bad. Church good. World bad. Church good. World
bad.
Church
good.
World
bad.
That's right. That's right. Amen. And the Scripture teaches us that.
Amen.
Right.
And we look at what's going on, and you know there's churches closing their doors.
Right.
Churches closing their doors.
Right.
I don't know how many have closed their doors through all this pandemic stuff. I don't know. I haven't got a clue. You know that in Revelation chapter number 2 and 3, amen, or several times it says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Amen.
You see that in verse number 7 of chapter 2. You see that in verse number 11 of chapter 2, verse 17, verse 29, all of chapter 2, in Revelation chapter 3. You see it in verse number 6, verse number 13, and verse number 22.
Right. Amen.
He's saying, let him that have an ear hear what the Spirit saith
right.
to the churches.
Amen.
You know, he's still trying to get our attention.
Right.
He's still speaking to the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Even in the book of Revelation. Now listen to this. Amen. Because as I begin to read this, and God begin to deal with us about something, I want you to turn your Bibles over the book of Matthew. Now, all that was introduction, as they say.
Amen.
Amen. All that was introduction. Now I want to get to the message. Because this will help you. This will encourage you if you'll listen. If you'll pay attention, this will encourage you as a child of God. We are living in the last days.
Right. Yeah.
America, America, before our very eyes, seems to be turning into hell.
Right.
People are exiting the churches. Are you hearing me?
Right.
People are exiting the churches. People are exiting what is right.
Amen.
I mean, just change it a little bit. Buddy, it looks bad, Brother Tony. It looks bad. What are you going to do, Brother Tracy? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep that King James Bible, and I'm going to keep preaching just like I'm preaching.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to keep living just like I'm living.
Right.
Amen. And here's why. Here's why. Here's why. Matthew chapter number 16. I want you to hear what Jesus said. I want you to hear what Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter number 16. And this ought to encourage you, child of God. It ought to get you on shouting ground again. Is everybody all right? It ought to give you another dose of faith. Amen. To stay in the battle and to keep going for the Lord. Now listen to what he said in verse number 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Amen. There's a question for you, child of God. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who is he in your heart and in your life today? Amen. But listen to this. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee," listen to this, "thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." First time you'll find church in your King James Bible.
Amen.
Old Testament, it was referred to as the tabernacle.
Yeah. Come on.
Everybody all right?
Come on.
Amen. He said, "I'm going to build me a church. I'm going to build my church on this rock, on this solid foundation."
Amen.
On this solid foundation,
right.
On this solid rock, I'm going to build my church. Right. And listen to what he said. "And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." That'll make you want to shout. I've got good news for you today. Even though America may be turning into hell, I'm telling you the church will prevail. Why? Because God said, because Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, against what's right. I'm telling you, there may be a lie closed down. Everybody will say that old way. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm telling you now, we're not going to lose, church. We're not going to fall. And we'll stick to that King James Bible. And we'll keep preaching. And we'll keep shouting. And we'll keep singing out our red book. But I'm telling you, the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Yeah, man.
Hallelujah. Because it's his church.
Amen.
Founded on the rock.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Is everybody all right? That's right. Amen. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I don't have to worry. I'm praying for our country.
Amen.
I'm praying for America. But I don't have to worry about how it's going to end and why. Because the gates of hell shall not prevail
Amen.
Against it. How do you know? Because he said so.
Amen.
Because he said so. Amen. Brother Tracy, we're getting fewer and farther between. We're getting older. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to keep doing what we've been doing.
Amen.
We ain't going to change. No, we're not going to change.
Amen.
We're going to keep standing. We're going to keep standing.
Right.
Let me show you something. Let me show you something. But the Lord showed me. Baden, come here. Brandon, come here. Kyla, come here. Jaylee, come here. Billy, you and Miss Lisa, get up here. Y'all don't mind.
Bless the Lord.
Said the gates of hell ain't going to prevail.
Right.
The gates of hell ain't going to prevail.
Amen.
You know why? Because I look at these.
Right.
That just recently got saved and baptized.
Yeah, man.
Hey. Somebody said that gives me hope. No, well, it does. But it also gives me assurance
Amen.
That
right.
The church is going to continue.
Amen.
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 Right. Why? Because they're going to keep coming. They're going to keep hearing this preaching.
Right.
They're going to keep hearing this preaching. They're going to keep hearing this preaching. Amen. They done got saved. And before you know it, some of these others will start getting saved.
Right.
Amen.
Is everybody hearing me?
Amen.
Everybody, and what's going to happen? Well, God might call one of them to preach.
Right.
Amen.
This one up here. She'd get up there and sing before with her sister. And she'd sing around, but boy, we last Sunday night, wasn't it?
Right.
She got up there by herself.
Amen.
Let her rip.
Amen.
That's the difference in a child of God.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
See, the gates of hell is not going to prevail. Oh, the enemy would like you to think it's all over, but it ain't.
Amen.
The enemy says we lost the battle, but what happened? Is everybody all right? See, one of them might get called to preach one day and they'll say, boy, Lord, I ain't worthy.
Amen.
I ain't worthy to preach your word. I ain't worthy to teach your Bible.
Right.
Amen. But the only thing they know is the King James Bible. Right. Everybody all right?
Right.
Only thing they've ever heard. Amen. Their pastor preach that high is the King James Bible.
Right.
And the only thing they've ever heard their pastor do was get up in the Holy Ghost and run back and preach as loud and as hard as he could. Amen.
Amen.
And they say, God, I don't know what to do. I just sort of obey you. And I was the only one I've got a pattern like.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Well, they're going to get up, they're going to preach. And they're going to hammer down. See, James been watching some of you girls get up there and sing.
Amen.
Now she's up there saying.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Amen.
I don't know. Maybe God will get some of these others to sing.
Amen.
Maybe as she gets older, God makes it like, maybe want her to be a Sunday school teacher.
Amen.
Amen.
God may say, I want you to be a Sunday school teacher.
Amen.
She'll say, well, I don't know how to be one, but I seen Mama and I seen Scarlett get in there with their Bible.
Yeah.
Hey,
come on.
Right.
Go ahead.
Hey,
all I know to do is just try to pat them after them.
Hey,
come on.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Some of these boys get saved, God might call them in a few years to be a deacon.
Come on.
Right.
I don't know how to be no deacon.
That's right.
I don't know what a deacon's supposed to do, but I remember, I know Brother Tiny sat right there on that end.
Yeah, come on.
He sat right there on that end, and he had a reputation. He didn't bend.
Yeah,
he stood against some things that some of the folks in the church wanted to do, and he tried to back it up with Scripture, and he just stayed. And even when everybody was singing against him, he just stayed. I'm going to have to be a deacon, but Lord, that seemed like a good pattern to follow.
Right.
I'm going to be a deacon, but boy, that old Daryl Manor sat over in that corner, and he kept an eye on the congregation, and he watched that back door.
Yeah.
Hey, he got his Bible. He had his Bible. He had his Bible open when the preacher preached.
Right.
And he got up before Sunday school, and he read Scripture. I don't know how to be one, but that sounds like a
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Right.
Amen.
That's good.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
It's preaching time.
Amen. Good preaching.
So, Billy, don't let this world get you worried. Because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The church is going to be here.
Amen.
The church is going to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
See,
yes, sir.
Y'all be seated.
Amen.
I'm gonna keep you standing. See, I read the story in the Bible, in the King James Bible.
Yeah.
Amen. And I know we got it, but we had to get it bleak at the onset.
Come on.
So you would realize, amen, no matter how in distress it seems like these churches are getting.
Right.
The gates of hell will not prevail.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. So I read in the Bible, Billy. Amen. I read in the Bible, Devin, about this man who had a field.
Come on.
He had a field.
Amen.
And he needed some laborers
to
work in his field.
You're right.
Joshua. And so he goes out at the very early in the morning and he sees all these laborers hanging around.
Yep.
Amen. At the bright, at the early morning before the day gets started. And said, hey! It's here to Tracy Puckett. Hey boys, what y'all doing? Well, we just want to, you know, get out there in the field and work. He said, hey, you know, we're just hoping somebody would call on us.
Come on.
He said, hey, I got a field over here.
Amen.
I got a field over here, boys. Amen. If y'all go and labor in my field all day long, I'll give you a penny. You know what a penny is? That's a day's wage.
Right.
Man.
That's a whole day's wage. Said, I'll give you everything you do.
Right.
I'll give it all. I'll give you a whole penny. Whole day. Man, that sounds good to me. Let's go. Amen. They loaded up. Yeah. They went. They got their donkey. They went out there in the field and started working.
Yeah.
He come back about lunchtime.
Right.
He seen some boys over there. He said, hey, fellas. They said, yeah. He said, what y'all doing?
Come on.
I said, well, we're just here. He said, you fellas want to go work in my field? I got a field over here.
Right.
I got a field over here. If you'll go work in it, I'll pay you. I said, yeah, we'll work in it. It's hot, but it ain't gonna work the afternoon time now. We're gonna miss the morning. But we'll go work in it. And he said, okay. And if you'll go work in it for half a day, I'll give you a penny.
Amen. Wow,
that's good. That's a whole day's wage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Man, we'll go work. They took off and got in the field. Come back, I guess about 3:00. See some men saying, hey, what y'all doing? We just, you know, we didn't have nothing to do. So many days about wasted. He said, hey, y'all want to make a little living? Got a field over here. You want to go to work in my field?
Come on.
I'll pay you. I said, yeah, we'll go work in your field. I mean, you know, most of the day's over. He said, yeah, but if you'll go work in my field, I'll give you a penny.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's going to give us a whole day's wage.
Yeah.
And we only going to work a quarter of a day.
Come on.
I probably went back out about 6:00, getting close to quitting time now.
Yep.
Boy, getting close to putting the views up. Hey, man, getting close to the end of the day. It's about over. It's about done. Seen a couple guys there. I said, hey, what y'all doing?
Yep.
Well, we were, you know, wanting to go to work, but we didn't find out. He said, you know, I'm wasting the day. He said, but you know what? I got a field over here.
Yep.
If you wanna work, you go work in my field the rest of the day. I ain't got long.
Come on.
I ain't got long. It's about over.
Right.
Day's about ended. Ain't got long to work.
Right.
Ain't got long to labor in the field.
Right.
It's about over.
Right.
We'll go labor in the field. Yeah. And he said, yeah, we'll go. He said, I'll take it. Okay. They didn't figure he much. They said, you'll go work in my field the rest of the time. I'll give you a penny.
Right.
What?
Yep.
It's a whole day's wage. We got maybe an hour.
Yep.
And we're getting in on the back end of this deal.
Come on.
Right.
So they went out, finished out the day. Come time for payday.
Yep.
They all gathered around. You know what that rascal done? He didn't start with them that was wore out and tired, been working out there all day.
Yep.
He come up with them and got in on it kind of late. And he said, hey, Billy, you know what I promised you? It's my fix to get off.
Amen.
They that are last will be first.
Right.
They that are first will be. He said, I'm gonna go ahead and give you everything I promised you.
Right.
And he started with him, and he went to the ones that come in at 3:00. And he said, man, I'm going to give you whatever thing I promised you. Everything I said you could have is yours. To give them a penny.
Amen.
The ones that come in at 12, same thing. Everything I got, I promised you, I'm going to give you.
That's right. He does.
And
that's right.
And when he got to those rascals, that boy, the heat of the day, that was there the whole time, and they thought, surely he's going to give us more. He's going to give us a bigger mansion.
Oh, my.
He gonna give us a closer seat to the throne.
Nope.
Jesus said, hey, come here. Man said, come here, boys. Everything I promised you.
Yep.
Everything I told you I was gonna give you.
Right.
Here it is. You know they got mad.
Yep, right. Sure did.
Right.
They got upset because they thought they deserved better. Can I tell you, church? The gates of hell ain't going to prevail. And if you'll stay here and you'll labor and you'll work for the Lord and you'll stay in that old way with that old King James Bible, you listen,
right.
To me. You listen to me. At the end of the day, you'll get everything He's promised you.
Amen. Amen.
You know, y'all even catch
something.
Well, if you'll just stick with Him at the end of the way,
right.
You'll get everything He promised you.
Amen.
I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how bad things are going to get. I don't care. I don't know how rough things are going to look. But there's one thing I do know. Amen. It's no matter how bad it gets out there, no matter how bad the attack is against the church, I got news for the devil, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church.
Amen.
And the church is going to be standing when it's all said and done. America may fall, but the church is not going to fall. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. There's one thing I know. There's one thing I know. Amen. When God comes back, I don't know where He's going to be. I don't know when He's going to be. I don't know who all's going to be sitting there. But there's going to be a man somewhere. There's going to be old leather log somewhere with a King James Bible up on his arm, standing in a pulpit of wood. He's going to be preaching the Word of God. He's going to be preaching against everything that's sinful and telling folks there's a way out. And His name is Jesus. He's going to be a preacher somewhere.
Right.
That hasn't sold out.
Amen.
There's going to be a church somewhere with red back hymnals in it.
Right.
Everybody
Amen.
All right?
Right.
There's going to be a congregation. I don't know how big or how small. Amen. But there's going to be some folks there singing Amazing Grace.
Amen.
Is everybody all right? Amen. Amen. Victory in Jesus. And there's going to be some lady somewhere just shouting because God's been good.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
There's going to be some little boy getting saved, some little girl getting saved.
Right.
There's going to be some young man somewhere standing up saying, God has called me to preach.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know what's going to take place before all that happens. But one thing I do know is the church ain't going nowhere.
Right.
I said the church ain't going nowhere, child of God. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. I said the gates of hell are not going to prevail against us. If we stay faithful to Him, He'll stay faithful to us.
Amen. Yes.
Don't compromise.
That's right.
Amen.
Don't quit on God.
Amen.
Say it to Him.
Yes, sir.
Now he's about ended.
Amen.
Amen. About payback. Right. It's about time to get your king.
Man,
everybody all right?
All right.
Stay faithful. He's going to find some, I'm not sure, to stay faithful to it all.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He's going to find some for the Lord. Just kept coming.
Amen.
Kept coming. Kept running in the Bible church.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Right. Right.
Amen. Donnie's going to find some. Hey, you just kept reading the Bible.
Right.
Kept praying for the preachers. Everybody all right?
Amen.
You'll find somebody, I promise you.
Amen.
Amen. Don't y'all never give up on Him, because He's not going to give up on us.
Right.
Amen. I don't care how bleak He looks out there. Can I tell you something? Amen. Upon this rock, Jesus built the church.
Amen.
And He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against
it. Amen.
Not because I read it, not because I said it, but because the letter was read. Amen. To my heart. And Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not.
Amen.
The church ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
Oh, they're going to silence us. Amen.
Come on.
But we ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
Amen. They might come and kill us. But I promise you this. The church is going to prevail.
Right.
Amen.
The church is going to come through when she is tried. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a lot of people got a lot of answering to do.
Amen.
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 But can I remind you that no matter what everybody else does, child of God, no matter what everybody else allows, no matter what every other building up and down the road that puts church on their signs does,
Amen.
I know what's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And this is right.
Amen.
There's going to be an independent fundamental Baptist preacher somewhere.
Right.
When God splits those skies and calls it, he's going to be rearing back preaching against everything.
Amen.
That's right. He's going to have the hand of God on him. Amen. I might not see it. You might not see it. But your child might see it.
Yep.
Your child might be the last one to get saved. And then gets in before he comes back.
Right.
Your grandchild, is everybody all right? Hey, I said your grandchild. Amen. Everybody, they're watching. They're watching to see what we're going to do. They're looking and they're seeing these others. Just like I was telling you earlier. Amen. I'm not trying to cast stones at them. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of them changing. There's a lot of them compromising.
Right.
They're watching to see what we're going to do. They're watching to see what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Papa, man, they're watching to see what you're going to do. Mama, daddy, they're watching to see what you're going to do. Amen. I'm telling you right now, if you'll stay faithful, amen. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you.
Amen.
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 That's right. You young converts, you get worried.
Amen.
Amen. Until God comes back, there'll be somewhere that you can go. Amen. Hear the word of God preached and titled.
Amen.
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 Long as I'm here,
amen,
it'll be here.
Amen.
It'll be one that'll stand faithful on the word of God.
Amen.
The gates of hell shall not prevail against us.
Amen.
Amen. Don't get defeated.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't get upset. Don't let them get you bothered.
Come on.
Somebody's here. Amen.
Come on.
Is watching.
Right.
Amen. One of them little deacons will say, one of them little boys being a deacon, call them back there and say, we need you to take care of the checkbook now. They'll say, I don't know how. Get old Jesse with his old white beard down about his belly button. Rocking on the cane, patting himself after Brother Tracy. Say, okay, son. Don't you worry. I can't see like I used to. I put too many decimal points. So I need your eyes. Now, I tell you. I'm going to say, old Jesse. I'll take it. I'm trying to keep it right.
Listen.
I'm trying to keep it going. Yes, yes, Pastor. I have been long as I can. Not until the Lord comes me home. Because see, that's when a deacon is at.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
It's when they're supposed to get out anyway. Let me say it like that. Amen.
Amen.
We've had a few over the years that just kind of jump ship.
Amen.
Abandoned their post. Everybody all right?
Yeah.
Got mad because Brother Tracy preached too hard.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Man.
Got mad because Brother Tracy wouldn't let their grandchildren get up here, act any old kind of way, and get up and sing, dressed any kind of way. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
After they tried to divide the church.
Amen.
Got mad. Look, I had a few of them got mad and left. Everybody okay? Amen. Boy, what I'm telling you now, preachers, keep preaching.
Amen.
Don't you dare water it down.
Right.
Or a friend or a family member.
Amen.
You preach it. If the word of God says that you preach it, you stand on it.
Amen.
Regardless.
Right.
Amen. Because, hey, the gates of hell will not prevail.
Right.
Right.
Deacons, you keep being deacons.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Get right with God. Be right. Like you're supposed to be. Sunday school teachers.
Amen.
Church members. Everybody okay?
Right.
Stay faithful to the scripture.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Right.
Stand on the rock. He said, upon this rock I build my church.
Right. Amen.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know about all this, but you know that old Paul, that old Deacon Paul, he just sat back there and kept an eagle eye on that screen.
Come on.
Making sure Nobody came in that back door and started trying to assassinate all of us.
Amen.
Is everybody all right? Amen. That's right. He watches that screen like a hawk.
Right.
Amen. That's right. After the things just went on in other parts of the country and people coming into churches and killing folks.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Right.
Need me a deacon. Amen. Amen. Keep her posted and watch that screen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. We're going to let y'all in there. If that ever happens, if you ever holler, somebody's coming in here with guns, every one of y'all, unless I've talked to you, hit the floor, crawl through that door, out that back door, and run into the woods. Mamas and daddies, listen to me. You've got multiple children. Mama, let your husband know which kids you're going to have. Husband, you let your wife know which ones. Make a plan!
Right.
Everybody up y'all quiet.
Right.
Everybody all right?
That's right.
Let them know. If you've got two men, you got a man that'll pop off here. If they need to help you, get them, say, you get this one. But you don't need to be running around trying to look for one that's already out the back door.
Amen. Right.
We got men in place that's going to take care of that shooter. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Right.
That's right. You get out that back door. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
You get out that back. You crawl out that back door. Don't be standing up running. Amen. You'll be blocking them from shooting the shooter.
Come on.
We got off on all that.
Right.
That's what it's got to be.
Amen.
That's what it's got to be. That's why we got Deacon back there watching that.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know how to be one, but I just remember Deacon Paul sitting back here in this corner. You watch that screen. He'd look up at the preacher when somebody starts singing. The preacher goes, "Here we go. What's that mean? Let me turn it up."
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all didn't know that, did you?
Come on.
Amen. He ain't never seen me do this.
Amen.
Amen. I can't have here anymore.
Come on.
Amen. But if it's too loud for you, just get out from under the speakers. All I can tell you.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. All right, I'll do that. Amen. Then I turn the air down and freeze y'all. I don't want y'all sleeping on it.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus looked at him. And as bad as it's getting here in these last days, and every nation that's forgotten God is being turned into hell. Can I tell you this? Jesus said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church."
Right.
"And the gates of hell shall not prevail."
Amen.
Amen. We'll be here. And when I come in this morning, here's what I'm saying. When I come in this morning, and you see these decorations all over, and you know that somebody, amen, had a burden for Bible school.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. For the kids. And then when somebody calls me yesterday, I already got a burden for the Christmas play.
Amen.
That lets me know the gates of hell shall not prevail against us here at Calvary Baptist.
Right.
If we'll stay doing what we're doing.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
One thing you're not going to be able to do, you're not going to be able to go out them doors and say, "Well, Brother Tracy's changed. He don't preach like he used to. He don't preach against the things he used to preach against." You know why folks get mad at me, Brother Darrell? It ain't because I've changed my preaching. It's they've changed their life.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Yep.
Amen. As Brother Tony says, you put that into a black pipe, that's smoking. That's why they do it. That's why they get mad at the man of God. They change their lifestyle. There's a whole lot more ahead. I got to read this over in the book of James. I don't know why, but it's smart. I said read it. And I'll be done. James chapter 4. We'll read a few verses here and we're going to be done. "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not," this is that verse I quote to you, "that the friendship of the world is enmity with God." That means it's hostility towards God. "Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now, I didn't write that. Now, you either believe your Bible or you don't.
Right.
Or either you cherry pick what you want. Do you think, listen to this, that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to the end, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
Amen.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Can I remind you? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Amen.
And can I remind you of this? That Jesus Christ said, upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Amen.
They're not going to overpower us.
Right.
They're not going to overwhelm us.
Right.
They're not going to destroy us. They're not going to take us over.
Amen.
Amen. I don't have to remind Satan that he's not going to prevail, but sometimes we just need to be reminded that we are victorious.
Amen.
Through Christ. The church is going to prevail. Amen. He's coming back after the church. Somebody start making your way to be heaven.
Amen.
Church, I love you. More importantly, God loves you.
Amen.
Thank God, thank God, thank God I'm a member of Calvary Baptist Church.
Amen.
Amen.
She's not changed over the years. Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
And I'm glad, Brother Darrell, I'm in a place where the gates of hell will not prevail.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's right. We've all got loved ones that we're praying for. And ain't you glad that we're in a place, amen, where the Lord says his ear be open unto the prayers made in his church. His church. Amen. We're not going to stand at the back door and then hand out honey buns and coffee.
Amen.
And Hawaiian punch.
Amen.
That's not the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're not going to try to win them with a hot dog.
Right.
We're not going to try to win them with promises that go contrary to the word of God.
Amen.
Right. We're going to try to win them by the blood.
Amen. Yeah.
By the Spirit of the Lord.
Right.
The old fashioned.
Amen.
Old time.
Amen.
That line you've seen up here, those that just recently been saved, that does give us hope.
Amen.
Not only hope, it gives us assurance and confidence to know. From time to you and I, the Lord Terry's is coming, you and I, we're going to have to go by grace, huh? The Lord gives us confidence to know. Somebody probably looking at old Deacon Tyler. Somebody probably watching old Pastor Puckett. Somebody's looking at old Brother Allen. Just faith.
Man.
Just faith. I don't know how to be a church member, but that old Brother Allen,
yep.
He just always came and sat on the same bench in the same spot. Never missed.
Yep.
Paid his tithes.
Amen.
Paid his tithes.
Yep.
I paid his tithes.
Right.
Yep.
Amen.
Paid his tithes.
Amen.
So I guess I just kind of patterned after him. That's a good example. But I love him. I just want to encourage you this morning to know that we're in the right spot. We're there. We're in the right place. And I'm letting y'all know the gates of hell is not going to prevail against
right.
us.
Right.
Why? Because this is his church.
Amen.
It's built on the firm foundation. It's built on that rock. We're going to be here.
Amen.
We're going to be here. We're going to be here.
Amen.
The
church ain't going nowhere.
Right.
I said the church ain't going nowhere. Amen. Until the Lord calls it out of here.
Amen.
We're going to be here.
Right.
What do you do, Brother Tracy? You get in.
Amen.
You get in deep.
Right.
Bible said, dwell deep.
Yes.
Get hid in the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. Won't nothing ever pull you out and pull you away.
Amen.
Just get in the field and don't work. Amen. There's a penny waiting on you. I said, there's a penny waiting on you at the end of the day.
Amen.
Hey, everything he's promised. Hey, everything he promised me. Amen. He'll give you if you get saved 5 seconds before he gets you.
Amen.
Everything he's promised is yours.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Amen.